Dictation for patient Calvin Lewis, CALVIN LEWIS. Calvin Lewis, date of birth is 6/5/1853. Date of accident is January 23, 2025. Date of service 3/10/2025. Patient Calvin Lewis presents with a history of pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 9 to 7. Pain in the left shoulder, left elbow, left hand. Pain in the left hip, along with headaches. Patient reports that all of the symptoms are related to an automobile accident that happened on January 23, 2025. Patient report that at 1 o'clock in the morning, he was a pedestrian. He was walking near Van Buren on a sidewalk in Wayne County on a Van Buren road. This road is off the Joy Road in Detroit. And he was run over by a car, knocked him into the air, flew in the air, hit his head, and he passed out. The police came and woke him up. This happened while he was crossing the street. He was hit by a car. Regarding the injury, patient reports he did not have any contusion. His head felt very heavy. There was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, no fractures, no dislocation. The car driver ran away. It was a hit and run. And he was not traveling in any car. He was a pedestrian alone. There was no laceration, no fractures. Slight loss of consciousness, and police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. He was taken to emergency room, Sinai Grace Hospital, where he was admitted for 2 days. He was inpatient, various CT scan, MRIs were done, but there was no procedure, no surgery was done. History of automobile, history of the presenting illness. The patient report that he's suffering from headaches, which are 2 to 3. Headaches are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they're affecting the back part of the head. They're moderate to severe, and they're off and on. When they come, they're almost for 2 to 3 hours. And these headaches are worsened by light and noise. History of TBI, patient reports that he's suffering from dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, being in the bed, erectile dysfunctions. In addition, patient has weakness, lightheadedness, numbness and tingling of both the legs, difficulty walking, incontinence of the bowel and urine, subtle anesthesia, and anxiety, depression and panic. Patient has no loss of consciousness since the beginning of the time, no seizures, no loss of memory or forgetfulness, no loss of balance or loss of equilibrium. There's no blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. No problem with the taste or smell. No problem with the TMJ. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back. Mid-neck pain and lower back pain are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Left shoulder pain is reported by the patient, which is also 9. Left elbow pain is 10, and left hand pain, which is numb and tingling most of the time, 10. He reported that he was hit by 5 bullets and he has been disabled 100% since 2005. He reports a muscle weakness in the left arm, where he drops the phone and cannot handle everything, grip is poor. But he also has a numbness and tingling of both the legs as well. Going posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion up to the knee, but not below the knee. He has a numbness tingling of the left hand, but not the whole arm. All of these are described as throbbing, shooting, heavy, tiring. The pain intensity is between 6 and 9, and the pain is, ADLs are affected to the tune of 9. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by standing, bending, and improved by sitting and lying down. Yeah, they had all kind of X-rays, MRI, CT scan, myelogram, AMG, blood test. The Sinagres hospital when he was admitted. Regarding past treatment, patient has been treated by Dr. Richard Brown 3 times for this accident, but he has had no physical therapy or chiropractic treatment or any other kind of treatment. Please give you the record for the system review. Surgical history, family history, allergies, personal history, legal history. He was gunshot in the back 3 times with compression of the spine and he has been considered disabled. He has a Russo law firm, R-O-U-S-S-O, and he does drink beer off and on and cigarettes off and on, but no drugs. Please review the charts for the ADLs also. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 146 over 96, pulse is 64, pulse ox is 100, temperature is 97.1. 71-year-old African-American male, height is 6 feet, weight is 195. He's alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing colony here. Cooperative, hydration is good. Is well nourished, no acute distress or shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. There is no acute anxiety or lethargy. The patient exhibits a good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well, is mobile and independent without using any device. Rest of the exam is from the template. Neurological examination is from the template, musculature examination. So the musculature examination is positive for the following. Patient has the extreme spasm of the trapezius muscle, quadratus lumborum muscle, paravertebral muscles. He has a 2 plus hypertonicity. SI joints are tender bilaterally. Musculoskeletal examination, flexion palpation comfort template, spine tenderness, none, SI joints are tender, hypertonicity, none, paravertebral muscle spasm is found in L1 to L5 bilaterally with one or two trigger points. Cervical spine range of motions are as follows, forward flexion is 45, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 35 and rotation is 45. The lumbar spine forward flexion is 50, extension 15, bilateral side flexion is 20 and rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify the produce of the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. The Lerner test is positive. Swirling sign is positive. Distraction test is negative. Toe to halt test is negative. Thoracic spine Bruce test, lump test are negative. Lumbar spine Bruce chronic test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Brugger test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. In the SI joint, there is a bilateral favor test is positive, and the Gosselin test is positive bilaterally. Iliac compression is positive bilateral, and distraction test is positive. Turning flexion test is positive. Extremities, except for the left shoulder, left elbow, and left hand and wrist, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template regarding this left shoulder. On examination, inspection appears to be completely normal. No fractures, dislocation, contusions are noticed. On palpation, there are no muscle spasms. Slight tenderness in the rotator cuff is noticed, but rest of the bony articulation is normal. No fractures. Range of motions are limited to 110 degrees of abduction, beyond which he has a pain in the left shoulder area, especially in the rotator cuff. Muscle strength is found to be 4/5, and the special tests were found positive. Hawken candidate test is positive. MTBR 10 test positive. Speed test, near test is positive. Here, posterior apprehension test is positive. In the left elbow, there is a generalized tenderness of the left olecranon process and bilateral epicondyles. However, no fractures are noticed. The range of motion of the elbow is normal with no crepitations and no swelling, contusion, or any other issues. No other abnormality noticed. In the left hand, the grip is slightly poor to 4/5, and the tendon sign, phalen sign are positive. Other than that, no other deficits are noted. Diagnosis. The diagnosis for Calvin Lewis are as follows. General. Motor vehicular accident. V89.2 XST. R26.89. CNS. R51. R42. F41.1. F32.9. G44.329. S. 09.90XA. Nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0. Left shoulder pain M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Left elbow pain, M70.32, M75.20, left wrist, M25.532, and M79.642, G56.02. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, 54.08, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. SI spine, M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Mr. Calvin Lewis comes from the template. Treatment plan for Mr. Calvin Lewis is as follows. The patient has provided a few medications, which is naproxen 500 twice a day for 30 days, one tablet twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep and GAD disorder, lidocaine ointment 100 gram daily for topical pain relief. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to occupy his neck, the mid back, the lower back, left shoulder, left knee, left hip. He has a severe muscle spasm in the quadratus lumbar, trapezius muscle, and paravertebral muscles, which should be addressed by the physical therapy and massage, which has been ordered. SI joint is quite painful, especially the left is more painful than the right. And with positive Faber test, Gonsalin test, should be addressed by the physical therapy. Patient has been advised about the heart treatment, heat treatment like soaking in a warm water, infrared treatment, and the patient understands them. The role of medication has been provided to the patient. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry. Yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, and medical records from San Andreas Hospital have been ordered released. Intervention pain procedures, none, are recommended at this time. Surgical options, none. Referred to neuropsych evaluation, none. Attended care and caseworker, none. Investigations, question is going to be reviewed for a couple visits to make sure that we have ordered a correct MRIs if the pain persists beyond 6 weeks. DNA, patient is provided with a back brace and a neck brace. And transunit. Education is yes. Disability is yes. Follow visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.